Good morning, everybody. It's time for another cup of coffee with
Thompson's
very focused on reading his Thomas and Friends Once Upon a Time in Sodor story, Trouble at the Steamworks magazine, which is the coolest, so I'm told. So, good morning, Mr. and Mrs. America and all the ships at sea. It is Tuesday here in San Francisco, California. Start off by reminding everybody out there with kids to please investigate the VFW.org website for the Voice of Democracy contest, a chance to get a $30,000 scholarship for your 8th to 12th grader for writing a essay on why you're optimistic about the future of the country. And I think that's an essay we would all like to hear, because I think, frankly, it's sorely lacking. So I'm really happy that our awesome veterans are doing this thing. And thank you again, DT Moss from Chicago, for giving us the opportunity to spread the good word on this. So, that being said, on to the next thing. I am finishing off the last of the Honduran medium dark roast, as usual, in the French press with the organic half and half and the organic light brown sugar. And my eye is killing me today because Thompson stabbed me in the eye with his finger, and I don't know whether I got something in there or what, but it hurts. Oh, it hurts. It just won't stop hurting. So if I'm a little distracted today, I'm sorry about that. So we're going to Laura Hill Nursery School today, yeah?
Yeah.
What are you going to do there? What are you going to do there?
Two favorite places. I like deck, I like a house. I like lower deck, I like the playhouse.
What's going on in this Thomas magazine? What's the story of Thomas?
It's all about Victor, Kevin, and Thomas, and James, and Scarlowy.
What's Scarlowy doing?
He's just being fixed for a little.
He's being fixed. What else is, what's James doing?
He wants his paintwork polished.
All right. Then James puffed into the steamworks. He had an important job the next morning and wanted his paintwork polished and shiny. Wow. You read that just easy as pie, huh? What's going on with Victor?
He's a little sad.
Why is Victor sad?
Because Kevin is not being so careful.
Well, Kevin is never careful. He's always dropping stuff, isn't he? Sorry, boss.
Sorry, Miss Fun. So, Victor, I was cross.
Well, Thompson.
Time to polish those buffers. Could you help me with this very important job, Kevin? Please, your brass spell, Kevin.
So, Thompson, all right, you've done some nice reading there. Can you do your hockey picks for the day? So, time out. Toronto or Colorado?
Toronto.
Phoenix or the Islanders?
Phoenix.
The Panthers or the Flyers?
The Panthers.
Hurricanes or Penguins?
Hurricanes.
Lightning or Sabres?
Lightning.
Wild or Predators?
Wild.
Canucks or Devils?
Canucks.
Sharks or Rangers? Rangers or Sharks?
Canucks?
No, Sharks or Rangers? Rangers or Sharks?
Rangers.
All right. There you have Thompson's picks for the day. Oh, and our study of his statistical hit percentage continues. And I don't remember how he did from yesterday's picks, but we will continue experimenting to see if he has a hockey prodigy sensibility, or if he was just lucky, or... It's science. We like science, so we experiment with a lot of stuff. And as experiments go, this doesn't involve cutting anything open, so that's a good thing. Thompson, special shout-outs.
James and Toby, Emily and Spencer, Thomas, Stephanie, The Diesel, Thomas, Rosie, My Thomas Project,
You just reading your magazine?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess I can't pull Thompson away from his magazine, so we're going to let him go for now and say special shout-outs to Grandmother. Please get well.
And Colin and Mama, too.
And Colin and Mama. And Aunt Lisa.
And Lori and Grandmother.
And Uncle Dave. And Ed at the school. And your teacher, Ann. Let's put a special shout-out for Ann.
And Colette, too.
And Colette, too. And... all of our friends and family that we love so much. Everybody love everybody.